thank you for your presence, Lord.
Yes, God.
We thank you for food, health, and strength, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for just being God all by yourself, for looking beyond our faults and meeting us at our needs. Dearly Father, Lord, we come asking that we sit down so that you can stand up.
Yes.
Dearly Father, Lord, we don't want to say anything you don't want us to say, but everything that needs to be said.
Yes.
Lord, we come today just to say we love you, we appreciate you and all that you've done, all that you're getting ready to do. Lord, we come asking, dearly Father, Lord, that you would engulf this church in your power, in your love, dearly Father, in unity. Dearly Father, we'll be careful to give your name all honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen.
Amen.
So, question is, why is it so hard for us to let go and let God?
You've been on the page.
Huh?
Have you been on the page?
That was
the question I put up.
No, I have not been. Why is it so hard for us to let go and let God?
Fearing the unknown, and fearing that I guess it'll happen again if something was done. It's not like when you forgive people, like, okay, I forgive you, but then they turn around and do it again, like, what I forgive you for, but.
So, in that essence, do you think we're living in the past?
Yeah. Yeah. We are.
Because we use our past experience, if you will, our past experience, and we take our past experiences and we use that to judge our present experience. Would you say that's a true statement?
Yeah.
But. Okay, so if you're carrying a heavy load and you release it, you let it go, you put it down, doesn't life become a little easier? Doesn't that walk that you were on become a little easier because you put that load down? Burdens. Struggles that we hold on to, things that we keep, they have a tendency to slow down our process. They have a tendency to slow down our progress. Yeah. And they have a tendency to sometimes even put us in stagnation. I know, you own a house, and you got that, and when it rains, you get that little puddle, and I was gonna get a little puddle somewhere. And that little puddle, it stays there. And if you don't go by and sweep that puddle or do something to get that water to evaporate, what does that puddle begin to do? Stink. It gets a stench.
Yeah.
And then that stench becomes unbearable. So now you gotta do something about the puddle. Well, that's the same way with unforgiveness. That's the same way with holding grudges. That's the same way with staying stuck in the mud. Sooner or later, it begins to stink and rotten meat. Rotten meat, it stinks. And that meat is going bad, right?
Yeah.
What we don't understand is our soul does that. Our soul begins to go bad when we're not maintaining it. Because we're holding on to the past. We're not holding on to anything that's good for it. We're not feeding it the gifts of God. We're not feeding it the word of God. We're not feeding it worship and praise, but we're feeding it nonsense. And nothing can thrive. Look, I hate water. I do not like to drink water. And if I drink it, it's got to be freezing cold. But what my body tells me is that if I go too long without water, your back begins to hurt. You'd be having aching pains and stuff. And what is that telling me? It's telling me I need this. This is important to my body. And if I don't have this water, I'm going to have some kidney problems. I'm going to have some issues. But as soon as I begin to drink water, and the water begins to flush out my system, my back don't hurt anymore, and I feel better. That's the same thing. As soon as we drink of the Spirit, as soon as we drink of His Word, we begin to get better. Things begin to get lighter. We're able to move around. We're able to be productive. What, I mean, have you ever looked at somebody that just hold grudges and keep grudges and don't ever let the grudges go? They begin to resemble what they take in. What does that mean? They begin to resemble what they take in. They look, every time you see them, they look mad. Every time you see them, they look like they in distress. Every time you see them, they look like they in disgust. And if you talk to that person, if you deal with that person, sooner or later you're going to find yourself doing what? Distancing yourself from that person. Why? Because you're going to say, every time I say something to Bo, he's always negative. Negative and light can't share the same room. Negative and positive, they cannot share the same room. If you put negative and positive together, you're going to have an explosion. Somebody going to get shot. Something bad's going to happen. But we keep trying to live our lives like that. We keep trying to live our lives in negativity. And then we wonder why we don't progress or we don't prosper. It's because how we're living our life. We holding on to everything that does us no good. So with us knowing all that, why don't we just let it go? It's better for us. Why don't we just let it go? It's going to be better for you in the long run.
I think we'd be expecting them to, pay for what they did. And that's why we don't let it go. In some way.
But Jesus said He'll repay. So why? You know, that's the other thing we say, Lord, I trust You. I trust You. I trust You with everything concerning. I think we say that because it sounds good. It sounds good to the people around us. Ooh, why did he trust God? He trusts God with everything concerning him. But then I'm trying to repay people for things they've done to me when God said, I take care of them. I'll repay the wrong that's been, listen. If your mom and daddy told you they got you, do you believe that? And they flesh and blood are just like us. But why won't we take God and His word when He tells us, I got you. I got you. I'm going to take care of that. All I need you to do is keep pressing. All I need you to do is keep praying. All I need you to do is keep trusting. I'm going to get that. But what we do? No, I'm going to repay him. Why? Because we want him to know it was me that done it to you. It was me that sent the police to your house. It was me that told them what you was doing. It was me that called your job and made you lose your job. Well, you think? Listen. Now, y'all gonna play like y'all know what I'm talking about. But it's been some women who have gotten so mad at a man, they get in a car and try and run that man over with a vehicle. I want you to take that concept over for a second. You are so upset. You are so stuck in repaying and unforgiveness that you get in a vehicle and try to run that person down with a vehicle, not understanding that not only are they going to pay, but you're going to pay. You're going to pay. How is it that I'm going to show up on the scene of that and say, well, he hurt your feelings? He broke your heart? Okay, you good. He deserved that. How is that right? How do those two things equal out? They don't. If I can't have you, can't nobody have you. And they're going to take your life and theirs too. How does that make sense? It don't make sense. But that's what we're doing to ourselves. We're sending our spirit man to hell in a handbasket because we hate folks. See, when I tell it to you the worldly way, you can see the stupidity in it. But when I'm telling you, that's the same thing we're doing to our spirit. Our spirit man. We playing Russian, come on, God. We playing Russian roulette with our soul, with our salvation. We tempted hell on ourselves because we mad at somebody else. We don't want to let it go. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Why did it say don't lean to our understanding? Because our understanding is flawed. Yeah. Our understanding can be warped. He said something else that was very important to us too. He said, don't take from my word and don't add to it. Why? Because we got a tendency to make things look good for us. So either we trust it or we don't. And it says, trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Then it said, don't lean to your understanding. Don't lean to what you think is right, but lean to what is actually right. Yeah. Lean to what my word tells you to do. Because that way, what's going to happen? You're going to stay out of trouble. You're going to keep your soul from total damnation. Mm-hmm. Then that person that's looking at you and saying, it's something about Sarita, it's something about her that makes me want to serve God. Because the world, you know what the world want to say? Christians ain't really Christians. Because mm-hmm. they act one way at church and they act one way somewhere else. You go up to church and they the biggest hell raisers. They want to put a blemish on God. That's what the devil, your adversary the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking. That means he's actively looking. He's in this church right now and he's actively looking for somebody he can get upset. He's looking for somebody he can get to hold a grudge. Yeah. Somebody who won't praise today. He's looking for that. We come to church looking for victories. But he's coming in here looking for a victory too. He coming looking for a victory just like we came to look for a victory. Let's go back to that. So he says, your adversary, the devil. So, in totality, God said we only had what?
One
enemy. One adversary. But we'll look at people and we'll make that hatred about them. But then if you go back to it, it says, seek ye whom he may devour. So he's seeking for somebody to use. And when he uses you, he devours you. You know, so he's looking for somebody to tear up, to beat up. And then when he looks for them to tear up and beat up, we don't even have the common sense to say, that's not you. You're being used by the devil. You've been used by the devil. And if we just take time to step back from what's going on, before we talk, before we act, and listen to that still voice, God will tell you what to do. He'll tell you what to do. If somebody's coming at you with anger, if somebody come, then you give them love. You give them understanding. I mean, when I was young, I used to think, I gotta prove something to everybody. So if you come at me, I'm gonna come at you harder than what you come at me. But now that I'm older, I understand that it was easier to show love. I don't need to think about what this person over here thinks about me. Because they have no heaven or hell to send me to. When the dial on my clock, the mood is last time, they don't have a heaven or hell to send me to. But I do have to face judgment. I do have to face judgment. I don't want to hear him say, get behind me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. But I want to hear him say, welcome home, son. Welcome home. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to give you a whole lot. But that's up to us. That's up to us. How we choose to live our lives. How we choose to put down anger and pick up love. Put down war and pick up peace. Huh? Put down hatred and pick up understanding. Yeah. What did he say about temptation? So, I mean, that we don't get an understanding from that. We can't, because we still getting upset. We still holding grudges. And he's telling you, just like you are tempted right now, somebody else is going through temptation. And he said, ain't nothing new that we going through. But somebody's already dealt with it. So what is it telling us? You can make it through it. You can make it, even though it don't look like you can. You can make it. Yeah, but those times are just raining. And, these past weeks, we just been dealing with rain. The mosquitoes is everywhere. But the one thing, you probably can't see the end of the rain. But sooner or later, the end is going to come. That storm that you're dealing with right now, sooner or later, that storm is going to come to an end because he said it was. So those trials, those tribulations, the way you feel, you want to always feel like that because he said it would come to an end. But if you wallow in self-pity, somebody could take a pig, take it, clean it up, freshen it up, but as soon as they take that pig, put him outside and he see that mud puddle, mm-hmm. he gonna get back in it. Because there's, oh come on. Bible says a dog goes back to his vomit. Think about that. So, are you gonna eat your food, stomach get upset, spew it out of you, pick it back up, put it on the plate, and eat it? Why not?
That's disgusting.
Is it disgusting?
Yes.
But it's actually the same food that you was eating already.
I don't care about that.
So what's disgusting about it?
It's vomit. It's nasty. Yeah. Ugh, never.
But you regurgitate. Come on, Lord. I'm going to preach this one. You regurgitate that situation that happened to you over and over and over again. You go back to it, put it on the plate, eat it up again, and do what? But you said it was disgusting, Serena.
It is.
Then why you keep eating it?
I'm not. I am not. I promise you.
We said it was disgusting, but we continue to go back to it. And I mean, you're kind of warped if you find joy in misery. Because they said misery loves company, right? Mm-hmm. So they stay right there in that space. And then they want somebody to come join them in that space. Mm-hmm. So here are two of y'all taking y'all plates, regurgitating, picking it up, and repeating that cycle over and over and over again. And it makes no sense, does it? Well, back up for me. What about the whole armor? Why is it important to put it?
It says he coming. He coming where I'm kind of wearing parts.
And if you miss a part of your armor. Yes. You know, when my daughter was young and she was living with me, Stephanie, you know, she's grown now. But my daughter would always be like, because before I started wearing the outer carriers, mm-hmm. We had the vest that were up under the shirt. So she would always, I don't care if I got a little call and I'm saying, I gotta go run and do this right quick. She's like, no, Daddy, you don't have your vest on. Huh?
Yeah.
No, Daddy, you don't. Listen, my daughter meant this. And I'd be like, no, Delana, I'm just going to handle something right quick. No, Daddy, you don't have your vest on. I need you to put your vest on so I know you come. God said, I need you to put your vest on so I know you're going to come back home. I know that whatever he throw at you, you're going to make it through because you got your vest on. You got your vest on. And I think that we get in such a hurry that when we're arming up, oh, come on. So, perfect. So we get a call, 1:45 in the morning. I think I just closed my eyes good. I answer the phone, and they say, y'all got a rollover accident with injury. Y'all got to start. So we start out there. We all get out there. Now after the accident is over, the detective say to me, he say, look at me. He say, what do you see wrong? I'm looking and I say, nothing. He said, look good again. He left his weapon because he was in a hurry. Y'all caught that yet, honey? We be in such a hurry to get nowhere that we leave our weapons. Praise, prayer, studying that Bible. Laying prostrate before him. We leave our weapons. And if you leave your weapon, what kind of defense do you got against the enemy? Because you left your weapon at home. Left your weapon and didn't put your armor. So, what does that do for us? What does that do for us? God, you know, I thank God that when we got out there wasn't nobody shooting. Wasn't nothing like that going on. Because he's on the island by himself right now. Huh? See, we get in such a hurry to be mad, to be upset, that we run off and leave God. We run out and leave our protector, our stronghold, our provider. We run off and leave because we want to be upset. We want to get some get back. He said, I shall repay. Vengeance is, said the Lord. But we trying to repay people. And the thing with, my wife, they didn't break. I'm at the house. I had took off this day. Lord knows what he's doing. I took off this day. I'm in my shed, my man's shed. They in the house. They sleep, but I smell smoke. Like, I smell smoke. I come in the house. The dryer. It's a fire. I ain't talking about smoke. It's a full fire going on inside the dryer. They all sleep. The fire alarms is going off. All through the house. They sleep. My man was at school. Izzy was safe. I was in the shed. I could have walked out the house and left them to it. But God said, no, I need the protector to be in the house today. Because if you go to work today, you may come home and then I'll be a house here. Don't run off and leave the protector. Don't run off and leave God. So, Sister Brittany said to me, and I knew she was playing. I watched Alan Clove right there. and they need to go to the laundromat. Who take them? Yeah, you got that change thing in there. Well, if you know I got that change thing, you go there and get some water. Because I'm not taking it. Y'all burnt that dry up. And I'm looking at y'all ain't caught that. All them bags of laundry. I'm not carrying all that stuff up to the laundry. Know what I did? So, called D, called Miss Rita, got me a trailer, and went and got to dry. And I put them in the dry at the house. Because I'm smart enough not to carry that luggage around with me. Huh? Y'all ain't caught that one yet, huh? I reached out to somebody who could help. I communicated I communicated what my issue was. See, we need to reach out to the Father that can help us, and then we need to communicate what the issue is. He loves us enough to give his only son, and he's gonna leave us stressing and dealing with these issues? Or do we make ourselves stress and deal with these issues? Because he said, I'm gonna take care of it if you let me. But if you keep putting your hands in God's business, God gonna step back and give that situation a stay of execution. So you dealing with it as long as you have because you wanted to. Because he said the minute you get out of it, huh? Okay, that's just like Sister Tasha cooking. And she made the meal up. And she put her seasons in it. And then you come behind her. Are you going to put your seasons in it? Why not?
That shouldn't
But if you put yours in there, what's going to happen?
I'm probably mess it up.
Going to be too soft, yeah. Because you know black folk like salt. Yeah, some sort, some kind. So, huh? So God don't want to put his hands in something that you keep messing up. You keep sticking your hands in it, and you keep messing it up. And then now you're talking about, God, can you fix this? Well, he's such a good God that even when we mess it all up, he come in and clean it up. How we do our kid thing? We clean up after them. Even after we told them, straighten up. Stop messing up. You too big to keep messing up. Keep doing what you're doing. But sooner or later, what we going to do? We going to come behind them, clean it up. Just for you to go back and get into it again. Huh? Why won't we just let it go? Why? Tell me about it, Karen. Why won't you let it go? Why won't you let situations go, anger go, things you're dealing with? Why won't you just let them go?
Sometimes I let things go now. I'm learning to let go of things that, you know, that God don't do. But beforehand, it's like, I'm just gonna be honest, because I wasn't really into my word. I wasn't really praying, and I was always taking it on my own hands, trying to fix the situation. Think it would get better, but it would get worse. And so, the more I pray, the more I get into my word, the more, you know, I let God help.
So you said the more you depended on God, the easier it got.
Yeah. It ain't easy.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. So let's talk about that. So Bible asks us, was Jesus bear the cross alone?
Yep.
And all the world go free. No? There's a answer. There's a cross for everyone. Yes, there's a cross for me. He said, if you can't struggle with me, how you gonna reign with me? But this is the kicker. Jesus had to go through it all by himself. But we don't. We don't. Because he's gonna go through it with us. We don't want to struggle for success in our spirit, but we'll struggle for success in our physical life.
Lord.
You'll do whatever it takes. If somebody told you, if you do this, it could be one of the Ponzi schemes, a pyramid, it don't matter. They told you that at the end of this, I'm going to give you this much money. But what I need you to, oh, come on, Lord. I need you to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you're supposed to be here, I need you to stay late if I ask you to stay late. Mm-hmm. We're going to do that, ain't we? Because we see a pot at the end of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
But not understanding that the best pot that's at the end of the rainbow, we won't do nothing for that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to pray. Huh? We don't want to worship. We don't want to show up on time, but we want to be blessed. We don't want to forgive nobody, but we want everybody to forgive us. How does that work? How does that work? You know what he told us? I need you to esteem others better than you do yourself. You like yourself, don't you? I know you do. I can tell by the way your face all made up and everything. You looked at yourself in the mirror this morning, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what'd you say? Dang, I look good.
Yeah.
Huh? But if you feel that way about yourself and the way you take care of yourself, God said, I need you to take care of that stranger better than you took care of yourself.
Wow.
I need you to forgive even when you don't want to forgive. Huh? I need you to pour out, have mercy on them because I had mercy on you.
Wow.
We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We want to condemn. Mm. We want to condemn. Mm-hmm. Drive our cars over people.
Wow.
Huh? You why you keep playing like you? Listen,
I've never.
I'm a cop.
Like that, so.
I can pull a couple cases, and they all been women driving up on grass, running cars over folks. Is that huh? Is that what your daddy would have you do?
Hmm.
The one thing we don't ever understand. Is that when we have a heart full of hatred,
mm-hmm.
a heart full of unforgiveness,
mm-hmm.
we bring shame to the kingdom. We bring shame to our Father. And we think it's okay. We think it's okay. How could that be okay? How could that be okay? We want to tell our kids. My mama, she was the queen of that. Do as I say, do. And not as I do. That don't work. Because what we doing? We watching what they do. And if they say something to us, when we think we big enough to say it, and they tell us, hey, you should be good. But mama, you was in your room talking about people with Sister Gail. We want to call them on the carpet. We don't want nobody call us on the carpet.
Right.
Huh? We don't want to struggle. We don't want to go through. We don't want to forgive. But we want to be blessed. How does that make sense? So, Sister Tasha, before y'all came in, Bible says a dog will go back to his vomit. Huh? It said only a dog, right? So, what vomit is it's regurgitated food. Whatever you eat now is regurgitated, and he goes back and picks it up. I can see by your face. That's disgusting. As I'm saying, regurgitate, she making faces. So that's disgusting, right? But we regurgitate situations. We regurgitate pain. We regurgitate distress. And what do? Get a plate, go scoop it up, and eat it again. So, oh, come on, Jesus. Some of us have been regurgitating the same thing for 30 years. And wonder why we can't succeed. Wonder why our prayers ain't been heard. Wonder why our spirit is starving. Wonder why there's no blessings coming our way. Because you stagnated. You just staying right there. You changed clothes. You even changed your hairdo. But everything you changed was on the outside. You never thought, I'm going to come mess with you again. So you got yourself all pretty this morning, right? Looked at yourself in the mirror and say, Kara sure look good. Right? But as you went through and you got ready, did you take time to make sure the inside was clean? Huh? That the inside looked just as good as the outside. Can anybody say yes?
Yeah. But in saying that, it's something that I have not always done.
Okay.
It works, it helps. It really does. It's a challenge to stay consistent because the distractions show up trying to come in, but it does make a difference.
My brother bought this car, and this man put $5,000 paint job on the car. Put $5,000 worth of rims on the car. He even did the interior. But the car, he called me. Tell me.
Transmission tow up.
Yeah. Can you get somebody to come tow my car? Come tow your car. Yeah, something wrong with my engine. So I said, so all that money that you put on the outside of the car.
That's good.
You never think about putting money on the most important part of the car.
Wow.
All the time we take to fix the outer man.
Wow.
We don't ever think that the enemy needs some attention.
Wow.
That the enemy needs some little loving. Not your type of loving, but the only kind of loving that can penetrate the inner man.
Come on. That's
it needs some old godly loving.
Yes.
It needs to be sanctified by the Father.
Yes.
Because if the house on the inside is dirty, God ain't living in it.
That's true.
Huh? Come on. Yeah. I get to the house and I tell, hey, if it's stuff all over the house, then my wife gonna have issues. Cause I don't wanna live in a dirty house. And me being a man, if I don't wanna live in a dirty house, your heavenly Father,
come
He don't want to live in a dirty house.
Wow. This is good.
But the outer man would be perfect. Huh? Look. I be scrolling through Facebook. I like the music. I listen to the song. But every now and then, I got to stop. When they in there, they spraying on the birds. And they spraying on her. Because I ain't got that much time in the day to be sitting in the mirror trying to perfectly spray on a mirror. If it ain't going to grow, we love the outer man so much. Huh? We going to buy Yaki. Huh? And we don't even want to buy that no more. We're going to buy the Chinese woman's hair. And going to say, no, my hair real. Because what? We trying to beautify the outer man.
Right.
But when the inner man is ugly, come on. When the inner man is ugly, the outer man is ugly too. We think we pretty. We think, there's some flaws. Because we ain't doing his will, we doing our will.
Wow.
And if our will don't line up with his will, then how can it match? Michael said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Yes.
We don't ever do that.
Wow.
We're going to start with the man that passed by the mirror that we saw.
Yes.
And we're going to dress his ways. But we don't ever dress ours.
Wow.
We're going to keep the inner man ugly with all that hatred, all that unforgiveness. Huh? Let's sweep this house what? On the inside.
Yeah.
To make room for your blessing. Make room for your blessing. We hoarders. But we hoard stuff. We hoard stuff that's not good for us. Things that's not good for us. Look. When we go to the store, our eyes go to the sweets. Huh? When we back, our eyes go to the sweets. And we gonna get the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the pizzas and look, we want that stuff. My mama even put them green beans on it and all that. I don't even eat beans now. Brown beans, I eat no type of brown beans. Don't want them.
Amen.
Have you, anyone of y'all been kidding me?
What?
Come on, at least I ain't by myself. You ate some kidney meat too? Did you like it?
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it. My mama gave us all this stuff and what? Would make me sit at the table. And you know what kidney meat is?
Meat. No.
Yeah. Hey, it was 10 of us. It was 10 of us. Listen. Mom put hot dogs and hamburgers and nachos and all that stuff, we would run and eat. But that stuff wasn't even good for us.
No.
Wow.
But when she put the nutritious stuff on the table, we were gonna eat it. I would sit at that table for hours. And she said, you can't move from this table till you eat your food. Well, we gonna see which one of us give up first. You sit at that table, not understanding you pass by the stuff that's good for you, and you take it in everything that's bad for you.
Yeah.
We want to go party. We want to hang out in the streets. We want to hang with all these people. And then we wonder why our spirit, man, is not effective. It's because the way you live in your life is because of all the nonsense that you keep taking in. If you take it in negative, how you gonna put out positive?
Yeah.
It don't even work like that. It don't work like that. How can we do it? And we wondering, why are we suffering? We wonder why we can't be blessed. We wonder why we got to keep robbing Peter to pay Paul. Because we're walking outside his will. We want to hold everybody, oh, come on, Jesus. Everybody else accountable, but we don't want to be accountable ourselves. You did me wrong. You lied on me. How many people have you lied on?
Right.
How many people have you done wrong?
Right.
I know you measuring it. I didn't do the wrong that he done to me.
Right.
But in God's eyes, all sin is sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
All sin is sin.
Yeah.
You know, we like to measure. Me and Karen seen the money on the table. I took a dollar. She took the 50. We both stole it.
Yeah.
And if I was going to do it, I should have just took the 50.
Yeah, right.
Let her have a dollar. We try to justify it though, right?
Yeah.
We justify it in our eyesight. Care's a bigger thing than me. She stole $49 more than I did. I think she took the change too. Huh? We're gonna condemn that other person. We're gonna forget about ourselves. If you can't struggle with him, that's the part we don't wanna do. You're gonna have to go through. You're gonna have to bear your cross. Guess what? He already informed us. If they talked about me, they gonna talk about you. If they lied on me, guess what? They gonna lie on you too. But he said, I'm gonna reward you if you struggle with me. I'm gonna also let you reign with me. I think that's a fair give and take. And then he's walking with us while we go through. Huh? And most of the time, he's walking in front of us. So he already cleared the path. You just got to walk it out. You just got to walk it out. He cleared it. We got to walk it out. But what? We got, oh, come on. We got the wrong shoes on for the... We got the wrong shoes on. We didn't put on the full armor. We forgot something. We left the breastplate at the house.
Wow.
Huh? We forgot to pray. We forgot to fast. We forgot to worship. Listen, I think I look nice today. But I ain't scared to lay down on this floor.
Come on.
And give God praise.
Come on.
Because the same God that gave me the ability to go to work to get this.
Yeah.
If I cherish this more than I cherish him.
Woo. Talk
about
it.
Sometimes you got to get ugly before him.
Yeah.
Huh? When I pull somebody over, they driving illegal. They ain't got no driver's license. And they ain't got no insurance. They got warrants. They know where they going. But let me tell you something. Come on. They know how to get ugly before you and ask for mercy. Huh? Y'all playing. Cry. Snot coming out the nose. Said, please don't. Huh? But we don't gotta get ugly before God and say, I'm sorry. Please don't take your joy from me. I'm sorry. Please don't take your hope from me.
Yeah.
Come on. We scared to get ugly before him.
Wow.
Huh? Because he got pretty this morning. Huh? Because you got pretty this morning, you don't want to get prostrate. But pretty ain't your blessing. Prostrate is.
Yeah.
Pretty ain't your blessing, but prayer is. We better learn to give it to him.
Right.
Stop worrying about what somebody said about you.
Right.
Stop holding them grudges and carrying all them bags behind you. Mm-hmm. You rolling down the street talking about the bag lady, and she got a shopping cart pulling her bag. At least she was smart enough to get a shopping cart. You dragging yours. And the stuff she got, she probably gathered it up today. But the stuff you got, you've been carrying for 30 years. You still, we still going through what we went through when we was 10 and 12 years old. The fact that you 30 now tells me that you made it. Leave that in the past. Let that go. It's a blessing that you made it. Because somebody didn't make it. At 12, it took them out. At 9, it took them out. But you're still walking. You're still talking. You're still able to give God praise for what he brought you through. And you don't even understand he brought you, because you said, I'm still dealing with it in my mind. You're only dealing with it because you want to. He said, give all your cares to the Lord. Give all your burdens to the Lord, because he cares for you. Give it up. He won't carry it for you. Brittany said, take these. I'm going to wash all these clothes. I need you, but you, y'all burned up the dryer. You want me? That's my wife. I love her. I was carrying the bags up to the laundry, because I didn't want to go to the laundry. Well, I went and got help.
Yeah.
I figured out what I needed to do to get what you, We don't even figure out what we need to do. You need to go talk to him.
Right.
Need to have a conversation with
him.
Tell him, hey, I need you in this hour.
Yes.
I need you to show up and show out.
Yes.
I'm telling y'all, we need to learn how to let go and let God. Because everything we've been carrying with us ain't doing nothing but slowing the process down. Ain't doing nothing but slowing the praise down. Says, what do you do when you've done all you can? You do nothing but just stand. Stand on his word. Stand on your faith. Knowing that it might not work out right now, but if I keep standing, if I keep trusting, if I keep leaning, if I keep depending, sooner or later, he gonna show up.
Yeah.
Huh? I remember when we should get into all kind of nonsense. Somebody gonna call Christine. The one thing we knew, sooner or later, Christine finna bend that corner. She gonna show up. Now, if I had that much faith in my mother, then my heavenly Father, that gave his son so that I might not perish, he gonna go through all that, give his son up, and he ain't gonna show up for you? That don't even make sense. Don't make sense. Pray for me, Sarita. We gonna move on to the next service.
Thank you for helping us to let go and allow you to do what it is that you do. Lord, as we go forward to the next service, Lord, I ask that you fill this place with your presence. I ask that you take each and every person on their way, each and every person that is here, and those that wanted to come but not able to, I ask that you touch them as well.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, just be with us on today. Help us to let go of everything that we holding on to for however long we've been holding on to it. And just release it, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.